Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our next story comes to us out of Beaverton, Oregon, which is a suburb of Portland. And this started when a woman named Crystal Leary did something parents should never, ever do, which is leave your car running with a child inside while you just run into the grocery store for a couple of quick things.
I'll only be a second.
Right. Don't. Let's just say it right now. That this whole thing could have been avoided, at least in this form, if this woman had just taken her child into the store with her and not left the car running. But that's what she did. She left the engine of her car running and her doors unlocked with her four-year-old child inside before going inside for a few minutes to buy meat and a gallon of milk. She was just 15 feet away from the car on the other side of the glass, but turned around at the wrong moment. And that is when a suspect gets in the car and drives away. And he sees a kid in the back seat. And we'll get more into the details of this, but it's making news today, especially because he hops in the car, he drives off, he realizes there is a four-year-old inside, and decides the best move at that point is to drive back, which I guess it's good that he's bringing, you know, the kid back. That was his goal. He's still left with the car, but he brings the kid back and then lectures the mom about having a child in the car with the car running.
He threatened to call the cops on her, which I think is hilarious, given the fact he had just carjacked her. I'm going to call the police on you. You're a bad mother. Wow.
So he goes back, lectures the mom, then takes off in the car again, and they have found it. It's a 2013 Silver Pilot, Honda Pilot. It was found a few hours later in Portland, just 8 miles away, and they still cannot find the thief who took it.
Yep.
So I appreciate that he brought the kid back. I appreciate that he said, hey, there's a kid, instead of just taking off. He really just wanted the car. Thank you for bringing the kid back. But lecture the mom, and I'm going to call the police on you. But then I'm going to take your car and steal it and drive away from it.
And listen to what the mother said. I mean, come on. She said, as moms, we get really busy. And we think we're just running in for a second. And this is a perfect example of just letting our guards down and how terrible it could have ended. Okay, first of all, we... Time out. This is a wee thing. So now she's not responsible. Oh, come on. All moms do this. No, all moms don't do that. You letting your guard down like that when it's a four-year-old child's life that hangs in the balance, probably not your best look.
I don't know where to begin with this. 5767798. I'm not a parent, but I'm perfectly comfortable criticizing this mom for what she did. And I'm perfectly comfortable criticizing the criminal that also took her car. I mean, this guy's no angel either.
Right.
And then wanted to come back and call the police on her for leaving her kid in the car. Like, buddy, you stole the car. If you wanted to be an angel, stay there and wait for police. Go ahead and call police and on the mom if you want for leaving the kid in the car. And then say, hi, I took the car. Arrest me too. So everybody's in the wrong here.
Here's another way where the world has turned itself on its head, by the way, because it used to be if you said a guy carjacked a woman wearing a mask, That was a bad thing. But now in this case, we're like, oh, well, at least he was wearing a mask. Because they mentioned that in the story. It's like, well, he was a white guy, long, dark hair, and he was wearing a mask. I'm like, oh, well, you know, got to give him that.
5767798. Here, this was the quote from police. I have so many mixed emotions about this. I'm all over the place because I'm mad at mom for doing this in the first place. But I need parents to weigh in and tell me if you've ever done this. I'm not going to judge. I'm not the parent. I'm not going to judge if you've done this because I'm sure other people have. Just like everyone says, I would never leave my kid in a hot car. I would never forget my kid. And yet it happens a lot. So somebody's doing it. So everyone who says they would never do it, somebody does it. Somebody has left their kid in the car while they ran into the grocery store or the dry cleaners or the gas station to grab something while the car. Now, in this case, again, the car was running and the doors were unlocked.
Let me add something in there, too, because I think there is a false sense of security. I mean, in this case, we know not only she did so many dumb things at once. She left the doors unlocked and the engine running and the keys in the car and the 4-year-old in the back. She might as well have just put up a sign on the side of the car that said, please steal this. Yeah, my kid's inside.
And my
car. Have a nice day. Feed him for me, will you? But even so, there's so much theater involved in security anyway. And the idea that somebody could say, well, I'll go to the store and I'll lock the car with it running because I don't want to wake the kid up in the back seat, and I'll run in. Do you know how long it takes to break into the average car? Seriously.
I have no idea.
Seconds. It probably wouldn't have taken much longer for somebody to break into the car if they knew what they were doing, to break into the car and steal it, as it did for this guy to just get in the car and steal it. It wouldn't have been a noticeable difference. It's unbelievable how insecure cars are. But we figure, well, we'll lock the door. That way, if somebody's just trying the doors, they'll move on. They'll try mine, find it locked, and move to the next one. It's not hard.
Mm-hmm. And when it's running, that's going to get your attention anyway.
Yep.
And then think of the gold mine that the doors also are unlocked. So police had said, this was the quote from police. This is police spokesman officer Matt Henderson told CNN. We're thankful the car thief had the decency to bring the little one back. Well, he still stole a car in the first place. I mean, again, let's not call this suspect an angel. He still decided to go steal a car. That's still not okay.
Remember that woman we were talking about a week and a half ago who got in trouble, I think in Indiana or somewhere. She was a politician and she was making a speech and she said, you know, that Hitler was right about one thing. It's like, no. You can't do that. You're like, well, the carjacker, at least he brought the kid back, you know? No, that doesn't let you off the hook.
5767798. We'll get more details about this. And you all are having some pretty strong reactions to this on the text line. We can continue the conversation. She's not the first person to have done this, but what a perfect storm of events that followed here, that somebody took this car with the kid back and then brought the kid back. 5767798. We'll get to your calls and your texts coming up. News is straight ahead. 10:34 here with you on a Tuesday. We're talking about the story out of Beaverton, Oregon, which is a suburb of Portland. Police there are looking for a man who on Saturday morning stole a car without realizing that a 4-year-old child was in the back seat. And then upon realizing there was a kid in the back seat, brought the car back to where he had taken it, dropped the kid off, lectured mom about leaving her child unattended, and then took off with the car again.
Yeah.
Police found it about 8 miles away in Portland. They can't find him, but they did find the vehicle. Mom was at a meat market, Crystal Leary is her name, and she had left her 4-year-old child in the car with the engine running and the doors unlocked, which is inviting someone to come and steal your car, but with the kid in the backseat.
Do you charge her?
I was thinking about that too. For sure, let's be clear before we do the victim blaming we're about to do, and it's probably deserved, that the suspect here deserves to be charged when they find him. He stole a car. So
no doubt.
For sure the suspect did something wrong. Doesn't matter how easy she made it for him. Even if you make it easy for someone to commit a crime, you still can't commit a crime. He still committed a crime even though she left her doors unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
Do you charge her is a really good question. Now, there is a group of people who think, this is where I come back to the hot car deaths a lot as an example that people often bring up. Anytime I ask that question about a parent whose child died in a hot car and it was the parent's fault, everyone says to me, well, they've already suffered enough.
No, I don't buy that.
They didn't mean to do it. Don't charge them. And I'm with you. I think you still charge the crime. You still charge the crime. Did she commit a crime is my question.
I tell you what, let's go to the phones and I think we'll get a little bit of background on exactly the answer to that question. We'll find out what Damon and KC's got for us. Hey, Damon.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. What's up with you?
Hello, John. Nothing at all. Happy New Year to you too, both.
Back to you.
You too.
I just want to say, kind of sorry to say this, but a friend of mine, he created the Jake's Law. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with it. It was an incident that happened in Independence where a lady left her car running, and the little boy Jake was in the back seat, and he was high on drugs or wanted to get high because he was strung out, and he saw her park her car and didn't realize that there was a child in it. He jumped in, he grabbed it, and she came running out of the convenience store, and he thought she was just screaming because he was taking the car, but she grabbed the child out of the car seat, the little boy, and the seatbelt got caught around his ankle, and the door shut as he was being hanging out the car, and he went down 70 Highway, and he dragged the little boy to his death, and they created the Jake's Law because of it. Well, I feel like that we need to learn from our mistakes. If we hear about these things, we don't just say, well, that happened to them, and it will never happen to us, and I think that if someone puts their child in harm's way, that there should be some type of punishment that should come up on them, that they have to realize you have to be responsible. This is not a perfect world we're living in. We're living in a world where people are living up under different circumstances. And if we put our child, our children in that harm's way, that some repercussion has to come up on us to tell us, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, well, but
many examples. You know,
I was going to say, in that situation, punishing her doesn't make him any less wrong. You know what I mean?
No.
As long as he's punished the same way he would have been anyway, punishing her doesn't make any difference, and it doesn't take any of the blame off of him for what he did.
Right. All I'm trying to say right here is that we have to stop this type of situations where people kind of get about their day feeling like it's just going to be a minute. I'll just be in. No, we got to think responsible the best way we can to make sure our children stay safe. A father of five myself, I always try to think like that. If I do this, what could happen? And if I don't, I should be dealt with in a certain way to say, you have to think like this. So that's what I'm trying to say, because a child lost his life in that incident. You know, not taking any blame off of him because he was totally wrong. He's been doing time for almost 18, 19 years now. But definitely she should have something besides just say, well, I lost my child. No, an example has to be made to parents that you must take care of your kids and keep them safe.
Damon, couldn't agree more, man. Thank you.
All right.
Great call. Thanks a lot. Okay, so I asked, did she commit a crime? And 5767798. This was what TextLine came up with, and I looked up a definition just to see where we would go with that. Because we might think what she did is wrong, but there has to be a criminal charge that fits what she did.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody on the text line suggested child endangerment.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I'm just on criminaldefenselawyer.com. It's got a definition here. Child endangerment occurs whenever a parent, guardian, or other adult caregiver allows a child to be placed or remain in a dangerous, unhealthy, or inappropriate situation.
Sounds textbook. That is definition of what happened here.
It didn't ordinarily, and just follow me here for a second. If the guy had not taken the car, a four-year-old child just being in a car that's running with the doors unlocked, I wouldn't generally consider to be a dangerous, unhealthy, maybe inappropriate, but not necessarily dangerous on its own. it's the potential for what could happen. It became dangerous when somebody took the car. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but isn't that what dangerous means? I mean, dangerous doesn't mean... Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. If the car had just been sitting in her driveway, you know, to me, that's not as, you know, where if she's at the end of a cul-de-sac and she was bringing groceries into her house, to me, that's not... I know what you're saying, but it's the fact that just having a kid in a car with a car running and the doors unlocked is not inherently a dangerous situation until somebody approaches it. But that's why there's a charge, because somebody did. And then at that point, she should have known in a grocery store parking lot where there's a lot of traffic, then yes, it could have become something.
Yeah, I think that's just textbook. I mean, that charge fits perfectly with what happened here, because I was going back and forth. I didn't know if child endangerment was necessarily to deal with abuse, where reckless endangerment wouldn't be. But the way you read it, no, it has nothing to do with it. And that's exactly what happened here. So, yeah, I'd like to see her get in trouble for this.
All right, let me address this text really fast. Can we please not compare this to victim blaming of like sexual assault victims? Because that's not what's happening here.
Wearing a short skirt's not a crime, doofus.
Texter here, do not victim blame. He was in the wrong. We don't blame rape victims for making poor choices. Every parent makes poor choices sometimes.
It's not a poor choice.
Does every parent make poor choices sometimes? I don't know if that's true.
I made my share, but not any of them were criminal, though. That's the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, leaving a child in a dangerous situation is a crime. You know, it is not in any way the same thing, because, you know, the victim blaming that goes on with rape victims has to do with things that they were doing that were not criminal.
Yeah. Every parent makes poor choices. To me, there's a difference between giving your kid cookies with dinner. Yeah. And just doing something stupid, just and lazy and reckless. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The reckless is a really good word for it. It was just reckless. 5767798. I think we're going to agree that the car thief should be charged, but what about mom here? Let's get some calls on. We'll get one on before we take a break. Let's go to Overland Park first. Full board. Let's go to Overland Park first and get Sean on. Hi, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you all doing this morning?
Great. What's up?
Great. Thanks for the call.
Hey, I just want a couple points to make on this. First of all, I do believe the mother should be charged with endangerment. I think that it does fit and is applicable in this case, although I think it's a slippery slope, because then we're basically saying that we need PD to actively look for and charge anybody that presents their kid in the same situation, regardless if they're taken. However, with that, I think the person that took the car should definitely be charged with kidnapping, regardless if it brought the car back or not. I think that's applicable.
Yep.
But it brings up also another question. In Missouri and Kansas, and I'm on the road, pardon me for this, I can't look up the age of kids can do this, but kids can't stay home alone. So do we charge parents with endangerment if someone breaks into their house while the kid is home alone, let's say at the age of 9?
Yeah, and you can. It's rare that it happens, but certainly, I mean, a charge could be warranted there. Getting back to what you said about kidnapping, though, because I think that's an important point. The fact that he brought the car back and brought the kid back doesn't make any difference, and it does not absolve him of a possible kidnap charge.
It's still kidnapping.
Yep.
Yeah, he still took the car with the kid inside. If he had not taken the car in the first place, it wouldn't have been an issue.
Yeah. It's like, it's like theft. And yeah, thank you very much for the call. But it's like theft. Theft is the same way. If you steal something from somebody and then bring it back the next day, it doesn't matter. You know, it's temporarily or permanently denying someone access to something that's theirs.
Let's see. We'll get one more call on to clear a couple of lines, then we'll take a break. We'll go next to Overland Park again and get Kathy on with us. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you guys?
Great. What's up?
My first thought is, whether she's married, divorced, single, if I were the father of that child, I'd be in the lawyer's office within 30 minutes filing for full custody.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody to be that stupid in this day and age, when it's in the news all the time. You know?
Agreed.
I mean, ridiculous.
I don't know what their status is either, but yeah, if that's a divorced couple, yeah, there's going to be a call to a lawyer's office, no doubt.
Well, and if they're not divorced, I'd sure as hell be thinking if I was married to somebody that's stupid.
Last straw.
Yeah.
All right, Kathy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kathy, for the call. We'll take a break here and get some more calls on the line. 576-7798. Sam, hang on the line. You'll be first out of the break. 1045 on KMBZ. So we're talking about the story out of Beaverton, Oregon, suburb of Portland, where a mom was just running in to get a couple of things, milk and meat, and left her four-year-old child in her Honda Pilot with the car running and the doors unlocked. And you never would think somebody would take your car while you're doing that, but somebody did, saw that the car was running, saw that the doors were unlocked, helped himself and took off in the car, and then noticed that there was a four-year-old child in the back seat. So I guess to his credit, he brought the child back, gave mom a little lecture, said, I'm going to call police on you for leaving your kid in the backseat of the car, and then took off in the car anyway, which police eventually found in Portland about 8 miles away, and they cannot find the suspect now. So we're talking about whether mom should be charged. I think we're in agreement that the suspect should be charged with theft and probably kidnapping, even though we brought the kid back. But what about mom? We were talking about this definition of child endangerment, and it's basically how it sounds. You put your child potentially in a situation where they could be hurt. And I think this was probably a situation where she should have known this child could have been hurt.
Yeah, we'll go to the phones on this if you want in. 576-7798-913-577.
We got to wait here a minute, John.
Oh, we do. Oh, sorry.
We just got to wait a minute. If you're on hold, we need to... We've got to wait here just a second for our system to catch up to where we are.
A little business to attend to, yes.
Yeah, we'll get back there here in a second so we can go to the text line and just kind of read what some of you have said. Because we were also asking, the woman had made the point here, you know, parents just do stuff like this sometimes, basically. She was just kind of excusing what she said. And a couple of you have texted and said, I have been tempted to do this.
Yeah.
I have thought about it. But your brain goes to the next step of what could happen if, and you take your kid inside with you.
Yeah, and that's exactly how it goes because, you know, when the kid's asleep and you're out kind of in the middle of nowhere and it's a big, you know, rural road or whatever, and you just have to stop in and get a soda and a pack of smokes or something, and you think, you know, what could possibly happen? And then once you think that question, your brain starts to answer it. And you go, nope, you're coming with me. He'll fall asleep again as soon as the car starts running.
Yeah, and a lot of you are concerned about that attitude that mom has, and I get it. And some of you were asking questions about, you know, would it be different if the car had been running but locked?
Okay, that brings up an interesting point because with our car, not only can you do that, leave it running and locked, if you do that and walk away from it, it won't move. The car won't move. You can't put it in drive. If you've got the key out of the car, it knows. It's got the near field communication thing, so it won't drive off. But that's assuming that you're the person that the criminal who walks up is a carjacker. What if the criminal who walks up is a kidnapper?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that I've said before. I need to figure out more about my remote start and stuff like that to know exactly what it'll do.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we can go to the phones here now. 576-7798. We'll go to Carney first and talk to Sam. Sam, thanks for hanging on. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for your show. I love you guys.
You got it, Sam. What's going on?
Thank you.
I absolutely think she should be charged. She helped that guy commit a crime, so she ought to be charged with aiding and abetting. And, you know, fortunately, the child was returned, yes. But, you know, that could have went south real fast, you know. She could have lost her child, her car, just because she made a bad decision. So, yes, I really think that she ought to be charged.
Yeah, you know, I hadn't even thought about the accessory thing, but that's an interesting case. I would love to see somebody try that, you know, and try to make an accessory out of somebody who was just dumb enough to help out a criminal inadvertently.
Exactly. Yep.
Love
it. I totally think so.
All right, Sam. Thanks.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate the call. Midtown is where we go next to talk to Roger. Hi, Roger.
Well, hi. I guess there's really no way to penalize this woman for stupidity. I've done it myself. I take my two girls to daycare, and I keep my son in the car, in his car seat, because it's cold out, and leave the car running, lock the car. It's an enclosed lot, but even then somebody could get in there. You can't protect your children from everything. That's what we've got right now is parents that try and protect their children from everything. And I just don't see that this is a penalizable position. She's stupid.
Roger,
I'm stupid.
All due respect, yes. Do you not worry about this happening to you? I mean, you're talking about the same thing. Are you not worried about this?
Absolutely. But, I take faith in that people are good.
Don't do that. That's a bad move, man.
Well, I understand, but you have to at some point. You have to say, okay, I'm going to be in and out in 2 minutes. My child is protected in an enclosed area. He's in a locked car. It's running to keep him warm. I'm not going to wake him up for 30 seconds to just walk in the door, give my girls off to the person at the door, and then walk back. It may be bad parenting, but it's...
Well, you got to realize, though, that, I mean, I agree with what you said. You can't ever protect your kids from everything. But if you're not there, you can't protect them from anything.
Well, you're not there all the time. Are you there every second of the day?
No, but there's a responsible adult there. I mean, with ours, there was always... Our kids were... What do you mean?
How do you know? How do you know? Okay, there you're going back to your faith. You have faith that that person's going to take care of your child.
Yes.
You have faith that that person is a good person.
But there's a difference between leaving your child in the care. There's a difference between leaving your child in the care of another adult and leaving your child alone.
No, because that,
no, you know that other person. You're right. It's the same thing. I'm
dumb.
How do you
know that other person? Sorry. How do you know that other person isn't doing the same thing?
You picked them. Hopefully, you vetted that person who's caring for your child.
That's exactly right. And I'm picking a choice to leave my child alone for 30 seconds while I take my two girls inside to daycare, and I'm right back out.
So, should you not be charged? I mean, let's put you in the situation. Should you not be charged if that vehicle is stolen with your kid in the back?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to ever go to that spot. But I don't think.
But you're putting yourself in that spot.
So, you think that just by not thinking about it, it won't happen?
Oh, I hope it does.
Brilliant strategy. Thanks, Napoleon.
I'm sorry, guys. That's my philosophy at this point.
Okay. Thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate the honesty. You took a big risk in putting that out there. I just think there's an opportunity to mitigate risk. And to the extent that you can mitigate risk.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.